So just introduce yourself. So
My name is Sook. We're at the Great Escape right now in Brighton.
What do you make of it so far? Obviously drizzling and pretty wet.
Yeah, it's a bit dull. Just to look at, though, everything else about it is pretty great. Yeah, I'm really excited to be back in Brighton. I've been here in like 2 years, and it's such a beautiful place.
And obviously, I mean, you're starting out for new bands, having a platform and a showcase like this where there's industry people as well. It's very important, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, when I did do this for the first time, like, it had a really big impact on my career, and a lot of people kind of, like, you know, I guess, shared the information. And I think it's a great platform for any kind of new band to get onto, because it's a lot of English media all in one place, and even places overseas and stuff come here. So, yeah, like, for me, it was a really important thing to happen, and I think any new band getting on it, it's a really, like, do a good show.
So much hype around you at the moment. The Sound of List, you've done Live Lounge at the BBC. Did you ever expect any of this when you entered the music industry?
I mean, like, I started writing music when I was 13, because that was just how I kind of said things to people without directly saying them, because I was really shy. And I just spent a lot of time in my room demoing, and then sent it out to, like, BBC Introduce and things like that. And slowly but surely, loads of gigs happened, and I've pretty much just been gigging and touring since I was 16 now, so
it's kind of used to it.
Yeah, it just kind of became this, and I've been incredibly lucky, and it's such a privilege to do, and I'm having the best time, to be honest.
Have you already toured with George Ezra? You've already been with him in supporting.
Yeah.
What kind of, does he give advice? You know, because, I mean, he's achieved quite a lot in a short space of time.
No, he's a great guy. He's done exceptional for himself, and well done for him. Like, it's so good. Yeah, I toured with him a couple of months before his album came out, so things were just building up for him. They were just about to blow, and yeah, he's just really chilled out, fun guy, really funny.
How do you keep a level head in this industry? I mean, we do see people that achieve so much in a short space of time, and then they blow up and then they implode, you know?
I think it just depends what kind of person you are in general. And I mean, there's all the time, there's a lot of people telling you, like, oh, you're amazing, blah, blah, and people over-exaggerate all the time, and you just have to know yourself well enough to know, like, to be assured in yourself, and you kind of block it out after a while, and, like, you take praise from people you really respect, I guess.
Final thing, new album, you're obviously anxious, excited, all these different emotions
all
in one.
All those things, like, I can't wait. It's my first ever record, and...
What's the name? When's it out?
It's called Before I Forgot How to Dream, and it comes out in June the 1st. And yeah, like, a lot, there's a lot in it, and I put a lot of myself into it, and I can't wait for it to actually be there for people to hear.
You've got a bright future. It's brilliant. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.